I am joined by artist Andrew Rice, who is one of two artists who will be opening a new show at the Launchpad next Friday, first Friday, March 6th. Andrew, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking the time to call me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day and to talk about your work. I was checking out the website, and I see that you're playing a lot with the idea of space, of limitation, of immensity, and in one part, it says the duality of space. So leading right into it, could you describe your work to the public?
Yeah, kind of in a visual sense, the pieces sort of take on really kind of basic spaces, I guess, would be what I would kind of call them. A lot of tunnels, I think, come into this body of work. And I kind of like this idea of it's both an entry point and an exit point. There's kind of, you know, that obvious metaphor of the light at the end of the tunnel, and you sort of seek towards that. But then, you know, once you're in this space, that confinement that it starts to feel like as well. And I think that has a lot of metaphorical connotations within the work itself. And this is kind of the most recent iteration of that. And it's something I've kind of been exploring through some other bodies of work in some other ways.
And the show is called Accessed, and then in parentheses, Means of Entry. So could you describe that title and what it means to you?
Yeah, you know, you sort of have to come up with the title. And that was the one this sort of came about. I was looking at some past shows that I've done, and I've had this idea of inaccessibility come up a lot of times. And that's what a lot of the space sort of ideas sort of play on, this protection versus isolation dichotomy that you can get. And these are, you know, the spaces that we occupy as human beings. And so I wanted a show that was more, that wasn't inaccessible, but more accessible, and stop looking at sort of the, how would I say, the ways that we're confined, and maybe the more the ways that we're protected, and that we can bring people into these spaces. And so, yeah, kind of a flip side of what I say in my statement, but I haven't really thought about in a lot of my shows in the past, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So I read in your bio that you teach printmaking in Salt Lake City.
Yes.
Are all these pieces prints?
No, I think I'll have at least three prints and possibly a few more, and the rest will be some drawings and sort of mixed media pieces. So okay. Everything is kind of 2D, but not all are print specific.
Okay. Yeah, I noticed on your website some illustrations of a bubble-headed spaceman figure. Will we see him in the show?
I don't think so. That's kind of the very first iteration of this idea that I was working with, and I used him as a kind of the spaceman. He's got a space suit on, and how the suit is both protecting and isolating. And I've gone a little more towards the spaces themselves, I guess, continuing to think of this idea of space. So every once in a while, I'll still, you know, once or twice a year, I continue to do another spaceman figure, but that was kind of an older thing, and haven't really come back to him in a little bit. So, but we'll see, you know, who knows, maybe the piece pops in there. I can't say for sure.
So I also read in your bio that you grew up in Aspen, and that makes this show kind of a homecoming in a way.
Yeah, I grew up in Basalt, actually.
Oh, okay.
And born in the Aspen Valley Hospital. And I'm excited to kind of come back. I love kind of keeping the connection with the valley as much as I can. My parents still live in the house I grew up at in Basalt, and I've made a connection with Brian at the launch pad at Carbondale Arts a few years ago, and just kind of keeping up with him and knowing that he had you know, kind of running the gallery there in Carbondale, and reached out to him one day. It's like, hey, I'd really like to kind of come back if there's any space and at all possible. And we kind of found a time slot, and it's awesome. I'm super excited to have that opportunity.
That's fantastic. Will you be at the opening next Friday?
Yes. Yeah, it's going to be a whirlwind weekend of driving up, installing, and then hustling back because it's the week before spring break the next week. And unfortunately, I can't take that full time off. But yeah. I will be there at the opening, and I'm excited to kind of talk about the pieces in person. And they're definitely have some conversation starters, I hope, and easier to talk about maybe in person looking at the piece, too.
Mm-hmm. And how is the art scene in Salt Lake City?
It's good. It's small, but growing consistently as the city itself is. And it's really tight-knit for being a kind of larger city, you know, especially regionally in the mountain region. It's one of our larger cities. And I don't know. It has its ups and downs. It's certainly no Portland or New York City or L.A. or something like that. But we've got, you know, a handful of galleries, a great contemporary art museum. And the artists themselves are starting to fill the gaps in places to show. So we're seeing a lot more kind of artist-run spaces pop up, a lot more kind of collectives just finding random kind of garages or empty warehouses or spaces such as that to kind of show. So it feels like there's a lot of energy here right now, and excited to kind of just see how that continues to grow and develop.
Very cool. Well, we really look forward to meeting you next week, Andrew, and to checking out this show. Is there anything else in particular that you would like to add?
I think I just would like to add, you know, there's no entry fee. There's no kind of fee to get in. If anybody is kind of hindered by that, there should be no barrier to the entry. And yeah, like the show says, access. Come say hi. It should be accessible. I'm excited to hopefully see some familiar faces from kind of my past, and hopefully especially meet some new people. And a big part of, I think, bringing back to my printmaking side is it's such a communal-based art form, and I kind of approach most of my art in this more kind of communal sort of sense, and I would love the opportunity to meet other artists and just kind of strengthen our kind of larger Mountain West community and how we can maybe forge some connections that way. It's a kind of big part of my work and philosophy.
That's wonderful. Speaking of forging connections, I've been asked to tell you that Sarah's cousin Beth says hi.
Oh, hi, Beth. maybe Sarah will come out. So tell Beth that hopefully she's can make the trip too.
Well, hopefully she's listening. So
yeah, definitely.
Thank you so much, Andrew, and we look forward to seeing you travel safe, and thanks for all that you do.
I appreciate it. I hope to see you guys all there.